The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Megillah has been dedicated by our good friend Mr. Stephen and his wife Gila Israel, a charter member of our Daf Yomi Shi'ud, for the Hatzlacha of both sets of parents. And of course, their dear children. Hashem Yishmerem V'Hayim. And Be'ezrat Hashem, they should have continued success. Haslacha V'Harvacha V'Chol Ma'aseh Yedehem. This Masechet also has been dedicated by Stephen and his wife Le'ilu Nishmat Adel Bat Rosa and Le'ilu Nishmat Sarah Bat Adel. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden Hen V'chol Benot Israel Ashokvot Ammahen V'chol Rahamim V'Selichot V'Nomar Amen. Daf Gimal. Today's daf is being studied Le'ilu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihenu Began Eden Amen. We begin today's daf on Bet Amud Bet, three lines from the bottom. V'amar Rabbi Yirmiyah V'etima Rabbi Haya Bar Abba Man Sapach Sofim Amarum. The letters Mem Nun Tzaddi Pechaf, which we abbreviate and we say Man Sapach, these letters were established by the Nevi'im, by the prophets. Now what do these five letters have in common? They are all the Sofiyot. They are all the final letters. You have a regular Mem, that's called the Mem Petuha, and then you have a Mem Setuma. And so on with the other four letters. So the Gemara at this point is saying that these letters were established by the prophets. Gemara says, V'tispera. Is that possible? Is that logical? V'aketiv ele ha-mitzvot. And the Pasuk says, ele ha-mitzvot asher sivna Hashem et Moshe el b'nei Yisrael b'har Sinai. Now what do we learn from this Pasuk? She'en navi rashay lechadesh davar me'ata. That a prophet cannot add or innovate any chidushim after Matan Torah. Therefore, how can they make up new letters? The Sofiyot. V'od. Ha'amar ha'fazda mem v'samech shebeluchot b'nes hayu omdim. Says we know that in the luchot were etched, the letters. And each letter has a connection to the tablet itself in order that the letter will be able to stand on its own. However, the mem sofit, it's a square. It's all connected. And therefore, in order for the letter to be visual, you have to have the center of the Mem Sofit suspended in mid-air in order that you see the outline of the letter. The same thing with the Samech. The Samech is also a round letter that's complete. And therefore, in order to have the image of the letter graven into the Luchot, you have to have a little of the Luchot suspended in order to see the letter. What does that mean? That means there was a Mem Sofit and there was a Samech Sofit from the times of Matan Torah. So what are you telling me, that the Sufiyot were established by the prophets? So comes the Gemara and says, "In, yes indeed, meheva havu. Really, there were always Sufiyot. Ve'lo havu yada'eh be'em sa'teva ve'besofteva. They just didn't know which letters go in the middle of the word, which means which letters are the pituhot, meaning that go in the middle, and which one of the letters go at the end. I mean, they knew the two styles of letters. But they said, when do you use them? The usage of the letters was not established. Ve'atu sofrim v'tiknu. And the prophets came along and established pituhim be'em sa'. Right? The regular mem and the other letters will be in the middle of the word. Teva, rustumim besof teva, nesutumim besof teva. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Back to the same old question. Sof, sof, en leha mitzvot, she'en navi atid lahadesh davar me'ata. Bottom line, they're establishing something. They're establishing the placement of the letters. That's an establishment that's coming after Matan Torah. Gemara's conclusion, Ela shachum ve'azu ve'yazdum. They just forgot really where the letters belong. And all the Nevi'im did is they came and reestablished the placement of the letters of Mansafach. Taprashi, Benes hayu omdim, Shaita hakikatan mishne evrehen. Like the letters on the Luchot were chiseled through and throughout. Hilkach shar utiyot yesh lehem makom debek. All the other letters have an attachment, right? Because they're not closed letters. Ela mem v'samech hayta be'avir. Mashenk and the mem and the samech, they were suspended in the avir. Now the Rashi comes along and just says, ve'efshara yalo letaretz, hay derav hezda bestumin, which means that which we learned above, what we said, that man safach sofim amarum, we could have answered that. You're right. In the luchot, the mem v'samech that were suspended, that's talking about a satum. That's talking about the sofiyot. V'chi etmar hakter b'nimiya b'ftuchim. And I could have said that the man safach that the sofim established was the mem patuach. Because it doesn't say it was sofiyot. It just says man safach sofim amarum. So the answer to this question, I could have said very simple. In the luchot, you're right. We knew the stumot. What was Rav Yirmiyah talking about when he said man safach sofim amarum? He was talking about the petuchot. However, as she says, we gave a better answer. We're coming along and establishing it according to the final maskara of the Gemara that really he's talking about the sofiyot. And the Hadush is what? That they just didn't know where the placement was. But that was really not their establishment. It was just shachum v'hazru v'yazdum. Comes the Gemara and continues. V'amar b'dmiyah. V'etimar b'chiyah bar'abba. Targum shel Torah, the Targum, the Aramaic interpretation of the Torah, Unkelus hager amaro. Unkelus, the ger, the convert, said it, Mipir b'Eliezer v'Rabbi Yoshua. From his rabbis, Unkelus was a student of the Hakamim. Which rabbis? B'Eliezer v'Rabbi Yoshua. Targum shel Nevi'im, the Targum of the prophets, Yonatan ben Uziel amaro. That was said by the rabbi called Yonatan ben Uziel, Mipi Haggai Zechariah u'Malachi. From his rabbis, who are actually the prophets Haggai Zechariah u'Malachi. V'nizda'zeha Eretz Yisrael, arba me'ot parsa al arba me'ot parsa. And when he wrote his commentary, and he published it, Eretz Yisrael, the whole land, 400 parsa by 400 parsa, the whole land shook. Why? Yatzta bat kol v'amra, ni hu ze shigila setarai lebne adam. Who is this one over here that's revealing all the secrets to mankind? It seems in the Nevi'im, there are a lot of hidden ideas that were not in the pshat of the Pesukim, that Yonatan ben Uziel brought out. And therefore, Borei Olam said, who's over here, the one that's revealing all the secrets to my children? So, comes the Gemara and says, so Tosfot Lid over here explains that the issue was that since he wrote the Targum, and he wrote very explicitly, so they weren't, now the people were not going to study Navi in depth as they used to. Without the Targum, you had to break your head when you studied the Navi. So now he opened it up. He says, who's the one that gave them all the answers to all these secrets? That's the way Tosfot Lid understands. The Yavetz understands simply like we explained, that certain things were supposed to remain hidden, and he came along and revealed them. Amad Yonatan ben Uziel al raglav. So it says Yonatan ben Uziel stood up. Why did he stand up? In honor of the Batkol. Because the Batkol came to talk to him. So I have kavod of the Shekhinah. So therefore he stood up. And what did he say? Ve'amar, ani ushigiliti setarecha lebnei adam. I am the one that revealed the secrets. Galui v'yadua lefenecha, but let it be known in front of you, and it is known in front of you. Shelo lichbodi asiti. I did not do this in order to gain honor. Ve'lo lichbod bet abba. Nor did I do it in order for my family's honor. Ela lichbodcha asiti. I did it for the sole honor of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shelo yirbu mahaloket. B'Yisrael, because there were many pesukim that contradicted each other in the Nevi'im. According to Yonatan ben Uziel's interpretation, now already a lot of these pesukim had reconciliation. So he said, I only did it l'shem shamayim in order that the hakamim should not have machloket exactly how to reconcile these pesukim. Ve'od bikesh tegalot targum shel ketuvim. Then Yonatan ben Uziel had a project to write the targum on the ketuvim. Yet stop but kol va'amra lo. So a heavenly voice came along and said, "Dayecha, enough. Do not print it. My tama mishum deit beketz Mashiach. Because there are pesukim in Daniel that if you have the targum, it would really give the people a hint exactly when the end of time is going to be. God did not want that to be revealed. Comes the Gemara and says,
there's no targum in Daniel.
No targum. So the Gemara says, "V'targum shel Torah unkilus ager amaro." What do you mean? You're telling me that the targum of the Torah was it really established by unkilus ager? The Amar Rav Ika bar Avin, Amar Rav Hananel, Amar Rav. My dichti. What does it mean in the pasuk in Nehemiah? Vayikriu. Actually, yeah. Vayikriu b'sefer b'Torat Elohim meforash v'som. Sechel vayavinu b'mikra. So the Gemara explains these words in here. Gemara says vayikriu b'sefer Torat Elohim. It says they read in the sefer of God ze mikra. That's referring to the pasuk. Meforash ze targum. That's referring to the Aramaic interpretation. V'sum sechel elu apesukim. That's exactly the spot where you're supposed to stop. Because in the Torah, really, there's no sof pasuk. But they established, or they read it, with the proper stopping, knowing to separate each pasuk. Ve'yavinu b'mikra, and they had understanding in the mikra, elu peske ta'amim. That's referring to the ta'amim, the cantillation, the tunes, to each word. Ve'amri lan, some say elu ha'masoret. And some say no, that they read it according to the masoret, meaning the way it is read, which means every word has a way we read it, and also according to the Masoret. So they studied it according to also the Masoret. But bottom line, what do you see? That already from the times of Nehemiah, they were studying Targum. So how could you tell me Unkelus again established a Targum that Unkelus was much later? Gemara says, Shachum v'hazru v'yasdum. Again, really the Targum is around from Har Sinai. When we say Unkelus Ager wrote the Targum, he just reestablished something that was forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Comes Gemara says, "My shira deoraita de lo is da'zea, badini bi'eh is da'zea." How come when Targum you're not telling me Yisrael? When it came to the Nevi'im, it says the whole world shook. However, when Unkelus wrote the Targum on the Torah, Eretz Yisrael did not shake. And I don't mean the whole world, I mean Eretz Yisrael. So why was it that the Torah didn't shake and Nevi'im it did shake? Deoraita mefarsha milta. Because really the Torah, most of the Pesukim are really explicit. So the Targum is just an interpretation of the Pesukim. De Nevi'eh, ika mili de mefarshan, v'ika mili de mesatman. Which means in the Nevi'im, it's more hidden Pesukim that are more difficult to understand. And therefore, when the Targum was written, the Eretz Yisrael shook. Why? Because he was revealing now a lot of the difficult Pesukim in the Nevi'im. Such as, Dichtiv, for example, like it says in the Pasuk. Bayomahu. On that day, that is referring to the day that Mashiach ben Yosef is going to get killed. Yigdal ha-mesped b'Yerushalayim. It's going to be such a eulogy to Mashiach ben Yosef in Jerusalem. Kimesped hadadrimon bebekaat megidon. Like the eulogy of a fellow by the name of Hadadrimon that was eulogized in Bekaat megidon. That we really have no documentation on a eulogy of Hadadrimon in the place of Bekaat Megiddo. Ve'amar of Yosef el malet targuma de haikera. If it wasn't for the targum of this pasuk, lo yadana maikamar, we would have no idea what the pasuk is saying. And what is it saying? Beyoma hahu, on that day, yesge mispeda birushlem. The eulogy is going to be so great in Jerusalem, kemispeda de Ahav bar Omri. As big as the eulogy of Ahav bar Omri, de katal yateh Hadadrimon ben Tabrimon beramot Gilad, that was killed by a fellow by the name of Hadadrimon ben Tabrimon in Ramot Gilad, uch mispeda de Yosiah bar Amon, and as big as the funeral of Yosiah the king, the katal yateh that was killed by Paro Hegra b'Bekaat Megiddo. And therefore they're saying that the eulogy of Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be as big as two funerals that took place in the history. Ahav that was killed by Hadadrimon and Yoshiah that was killed by Paro Hegra or Paro Necho. Comes the Gemara and says, V'ra'iti ani Daniel lebadi tamer'e. Pasuk in Daniel. Daniel says, I alone saw the vision. V'anashim asher hayu imi lo ra'u et tamer'e. The people that were with me, they did not see the vision. Aval harada gedola nafla alehem. But a great fear fell upon them. Vayibrihu, so they ran. Where did they run? They ran in hiding. So comes the Gemara and says, Man ninhu anashim. Who were these people with Daniel that did not see the vision that he saw? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah v'etiv Rabbi Chaya bar Abba Zechagai Zechariah u'Malachi. That's referring to the three prophets. So the Gemara says, Inu adife mine. They were superior to Daniel. V'hiu adif minayu. And in one way, he was superior to them. How? Inu adife mine. They were superior to him. The inu nevi'eh. Because they indeed were prophets. V'hiu lav nevi. And he was not a prophet. And Daniel actually was a prophet. Mm-hmm. But as she explains to me, he wasn't a prophet that gave prophecy to the masses. He was a personal prophet, as opposed to Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, where their prophets were given to Klal Yisrael. So that's why they were superior to him. But in this case, he was superior to them. Why? Because he saw the vision. But in this case, they did not see the vision. So the Gemara says, if you tell me they didn't see the vision, why were they scared? It says that fell upon them, harada gedola. Mm-hmm. What were they scared if they didn't see it? Because afalgav diinu lo hazu, mazalayu hazu. Even though they didn't see it, their mazal saw it. What is the mazal? Every human being has like a malach or a sar that is next to the person. And that person, like we call a guardian angel, or an angel that protects the person. So even though he didn't see it, they didn't see it directly, but the mazal did see it, and therefore that caused the person to be scared. Amar Rabbi Na, so Rabbi Na says, we can learn something from this. Shema Mina, Hay man de mevi'it. If a person gets scared or he has fear, afagav de iu lo hazeh, even though he didn't see anything, you should know mazaleh hazeh. His mazal obviously is seeing something that is very scary. So the Gemara says, Maite kante. So how do you get rid of this fear? Likre kriyat shema. Say kriyat shema. Vi'i ka'im bimkomat tenofet. But if you're in a place where there's a smell or there's dirt, but you can't say the kriyat shema, linchof meduchte arba germide. Let him skip from his place 4 steps. Meaning jump 4 steps backwards. Vi'i lo, let's say he can't, let's say there's a river behind him. Well, he can't, let's say, skip 4 steps backwards. Lema hachir. Let him say the following words. Izad debet tabhe shemena minai. The goats in the slaughterhouse are fatter than me, which means go bother them, and therefore that gets rid of the fear from the mazal. Comes the Gemara and says, "Ve'ashtad amar medina medina ve'ir va'ir drasha." We learned on yesterday's daf that the words medina medina va'ir va'ir were used for a drasha, telling me that not only walled cities, but all cities that are close to the walled cities also are subject to the law of reading the Megillah on the 15th, like we said, samuch. So the Gemara says, once already you're telling me that Medina Medina Ve'ir Va'ir is used for Dirasha, Mishpacha U Mishpacha Vemayata. Well, the Megillah also has Lashon, Mishpacha U Mishpacha. Families and families. But what is this Mishpacha Mishpacha coming to teach me? The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosef Bar Harina Lehavi Mishpachot Kehuna V'Leviyat. To come and include the Kohanim families and the Leviim families, shemibatlim avodatam, that they mevatel, they stop their avodah, ubain lishmoa mikra megillah. Damar v'yudah marav, Kohanim avodatam, the Kohanim in their service, uviim bedukhanam, and the Leviim on their platforms, meaning doing the shir. V'Yisrael b'ma'abadam, we know the Masechet Ta'anit, that Yisrael would be represented for the Korban, of the Qurban Tamid, they represented Klal Yisrael. They were set up into 24 groups called the Anshei Ma'amad. So it says, Kulan mebatelin avodatan ubaim lishmoa mikra megillah. They all take time out from their avodah. They mebatel the avodah in order to go hear the megillah. Tanya nameache, Kohanim ba'avodatam, Leviim b'duchanam, Yisrael b'ma'amadam, Kulan mebatelin avodatam ubaim lishmoa mikra megillah. Now, we have to understand what exactly the mevatel the avodah. Why can't you do both? Which means the avodah you have technically all day long. So what does it mean the mevatel the avodah? So look at the Tosafot. מבטלים כהנים עבודתם, נשמע מכלל מגילה, וכאשר, מה מבטלים? והלא אחר הקריאה יש הרבה שעות לעבודה, לא תמיד המגילה, let them go back to the service. What does it mean מבטלים? Why do they have to nullify the service? ויש לומר, כיוון שבשעיר היום, בזמן עבודה, והם מניחים אותה בשביל הקריאה, פשוט מה הכי קרה לביטול? So תוספות זה ביג חדושים. When we say מבטל, it means they just push it off. Of course they did the עבודה, but the point is they did מגילת אסתר first, and since they pushed off and they didn't do the Avodah in the earliest time, because you can already do the Avodah from Alot HaShahar, since they already pushed it off, so it's considered as if they were Mevatel. So Tosfot asks the next question. V'im Tomar, V'yahasu Avodatam Miyad, V'akri Shikiru HaMegila LeBadam. Why should they push off the Avodah? They can do both. Let them do the Avodah at the proper time, then let them go read the Megila. Tosfot answers, V'yesh Tomar, D'tov Lekrot Im HaSibur Meshum Da'avi Tfei Prisumen Isa. We'd rather them read it with the Sibur. If you're going to make them do the Avodah first, then they're going to end up reading Megillah alone. No. So therefore, let them go Megillah with Sibur, because Persumen Isa, and then they can go do the Avodah. Comes the Gemara and says, Mikan Samchu Shel Bet Rabbi. From here, the Bet Midrash, or the family of Rabbi, learned the following Halakha, Shemibatlin Talmud Torah, Ubain Lishmoa Mikra Megillah. That you're also able to mevatel your learning. Person's in the middle of learning. He's able to mevatel his learning in order to come here. Mikra Megillah Kalva Homer Ma'avoda. Right, and he made a Kalva Homer from Avodah. Ma'avoda Shi Hamura Mebatelinan. Which means when it comes to the Avodah, which we're going to consider it Hamura, and still what? We're able to Mebatel Talmud Torah, local chicken. There's a Talmud Torah which is not as serious as Avodah, we'll see. Kol Sheken, that what? You'll be able to be Mebatel. Now there's a question over here that the Mefarshim ask. What does it mean, Mevatlim Torah, Mepne Mikra Megillah? Isn't Megillah also Torah? Which means, it's one of the 24 books of the Tanakh. So therefore, you're not really Mevatiling Torah. If you want to tell me that you're going to read Stam stories, okay, you tell me Mevatlim Torah, Mepne Mikra Megillah. But why do you call this Bitu Torah? Isn't, don't when we read the Megillah, then don't we get credit for reading Torah? The Gemara says in another place, if a person reads Kiryat Shema, in the morning and in the evening, he fulfills the mitzvah. So therefore, reading Megillat, this is not going to be worse. So I saw a beautiful explanation. He says, you're right. There's two types of Torah. There's quantitative Torah and there's qualitative Torah. There's Talmud Torah be-kamut and Talmud Torah be-echut. Now, when a person's sitting and learning Gemara, or he's learning something be-ayun, so therefore, not only is he studying Torah, but he's studying it on a deeper level. And therefore, he gets credit for the kamut and the echut. Now, for him to close the deeper studying, to go read Megillah, well, Megillah is reading a story. Yeah, it's Talmud Torah, but you're compromising the Echut. And therefore, it's Bitul Torah be-Echut. You're making Bitul Torah, because the quality is not on the same level. Well, you're reading a story about Ahasuerus, Mordechai, and Esther. So therefore, the Hiddush of the Gemara is, even so, Mevatlim Torah be-Echut, in order to go hear the Mikra Megillah. Comes the Gemara and says, V'avodah hamura mitalmud Torah. Are you telling me that Avodah is more stringent than Avodah and then Talmud Torah? V'aketiv. We have a story. V'ayhi b'yot Yoshua b'Yericho. This is when Yoshua went to the first battle in Yericho, in Eretz Yisrael. V'yisayna b'yar. He saw a person. He lifted his eyes and he saw v'ine ish omed l'nigdo. There was a man standing in front of him. V'yishtachu. And what? Yoshua bowed in front. Actually, the pasuk says, "V'harbo shilufa biyado." The man that was standing in front of Yeshua had a sword, you know, drawn in front of him. Vayelech Yeshua elav vayomer lo. I'm reading the whole story. Yeshua went to him, and he told him, "Halanu ata im letzarenu. Are you with us or you're against us?" Vayomer lo. He told him, "Vayomer lo. No, ki ani sar seva Hashem." I am a Sar Seva Hashem, I am an angel of God, Ata Bati, and I came now. That's the whole Pesukim. So what does the Pesuk say? Vayipol Yoshua al panav arza, vayishtachu. So what? Yoshua then falls on his face and bows to the Malach. Vayom elo ma adoni medaber el avdo. Now let's see the derashot of the Gemara. Gemara says, vayibiyot Yoshua b'yericho v'yisayna v'yavine ish omed l'negdo, vayishtachu v'hech yavidache. How did Yoshua bow in front of the Malach? V'amar b'Yoshua b'Nevi Asul Adam Shiten Shalom L'Chaviru B'Laila. That a person is not allowed to give his friend Shalom at night. Why? Haishin Anshe Mashedu. You have to be suspicious. Maybe the guy's a demon. At night all the demons come out. You're not to say Shalom. Shalom is God's name. Mm-hmm. And the Baal, you just want to bow down to this person over here. Maybe it's a shit. How did you know he's a malach? So Gemara says, what do you mean? Chani atam de'amarde ki ani sarsev Hashem. He told him. He introduced himself and said, I am an angel of God. So the Gemara says, maybe he's lying. Gemara says, Gemiri de'lom mafkeshem shamam lebatala. We have a tradition. He would not have said God's name in vain. Because he says, sarseva Hashem. So Eshed would not lie and use God's name in vain, and therefore Yeshua was certain that indeed this was a malak, and therefore he bowed in front. Look at the Tosafot. Hashinan Shem Ashedu Pirush Liba Dedafka Chutz La'ir. You only suspect of Shedim outside the city. Hecha Deshkichim Mazikim, where the Mazikim are prevalent. Kegon Basadeh Ubalayla. Vechen Haya Yeshua Tzar Al Yiricho Basadeh Rachog Machane Yisrael. He was outside of the camp of Israel. That's where he's fighting. In the place where you, people are common, we don't suspect that the guy's a shed. Adam shamar lanu balayla ba'ir ketvu get l'ishti. A guy that say comes to his friend at night, tells him, write a get for my wife. Hechi katvinan ni'ush shema shedu velo nichtov. Maybe you suspect that the guy's a shed, and now you're going to write the get. Maybe you have to wait till you see his reflection of his reflection with the shedim don't have shadows. And you don't say that. In the city, you write a get because you trust that the guy is a human being. But in these outside the parameters of the city, you have to insist the guy's a shed. So Gemara says, how did Yeshua trust? And they have to say because he said HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. We know Hashem is not going to say Hashem's name. Lebatala. Good. What did the angel tell Yeshua? Amar lo. He tells him, Emesh bitaltem tamid shel ben arbaim. Yesterday in the afternoon during the war, you suspended the tamid shel ben arbaim. You did not bring the afternoon korban. Ve'achshav bitaltem talmud Torah. And now at night you didn't study Torah during the encampment. Amar lo, Yeshua says, Al eze mehen bata. So which one are you coming to rebuke me on? Amar lo atabati. He said, I'm coming now. I have to see what that means. Miyad, so what did Yeshua do immediately? Vayalin Yeshua balaylahu betocha emek. So Yeshua lied that night in the valley. Amar b'yuhanan melamed shenan b'umka shel halakha. It doesn't mean the valley per se. It means he went to sleep that night b'umka shel halakha. I mean he studied halakha in depth. He accepted the rebuke of the angel. Now let's see Rashi over here. Emesh bitaltem. B'tshuva shivo atabati, when the angel told Yeshua ben Nun atabati, anu lemedim techirat v'ra malach heishimam b'shne devarim. Which is, if he told him, I'm coming now, must be he had claims against Yeshua for two different situations. Because he said, I'm coming for this thing. Emesh kelomad, kesheariv ayom, when the sun came down, haya lechem nakrib tamid ha'erev, ubitaltem oto, v'nishtahitem b'ma'arav ha'ir chenam. You stayed in the battleground, in the ambush, too long, for no reason. What was the problem? You need to be in the ambush at night. There's no in the old days, they didn't have night games. They didn't fight at night. They fought only during the day. So why couldn't you bring the korban? What are you doing? You don't fight at night. You should have had shi'urim. You should have been learning. Atabati. So what does the malach say? I'm coming for the Talmud Torah. Miyad, vayadin Yeshua balaylo betoch ha'emek. Lo be'oto alayla ketiv. Don't think this happened in Yericho. Ela balaylo shetzar ala ay. The next war that Yeshua fought was against ay. Ba'aki kamar. Miyad chazar Yeshua medbarav ukseba layla acher b'matzor asak b'torah. She said, the next battle, he learned the lesson, and at night he studied Torah. But not only did he study Torah, he studied Torah be'emek, meaning with in depth, be'omkash l'alakha. Let's do Tosafot. Emesh bitaltem tamid shel ben arbaim. Right, so the malach tells Yeshua, yesterday you mevatel the tamid shel ben arbaim. Kashe, abay batlu. Why didn't they bring the korban? Bishtamat tamut Torah batlu lefishi usarim ala ha'ir. Ko Yisrael, which means I understand why they didn't study Torah, because all the Jewish people, they were in the war. They were sieging a city. Aval ha'kohanim amay lo yu mechirvim ha'tamid. The kohanim don't go to war. Why didn't the Kohanim go bring the Korban Tamid? Who's bringing the Korban Tamid? Not the Israelim. Let the Kohanim bring the Korban. Yesh Tomar, Lefi Sharon Do Haya Bimkomo. We have a rule. When the Aron is not in his place, because in the old days you used to take the Aron out to war. And then, but when the Aron is not in his place, the Kohanim are not allowed to bring Korban Kedamar Perek Adar, that Kohanim Nosim Et Aron. Tosfot, next question. Vim Tomar, Vehechi Mashman Leshtad Deklad Debatua Tamid Vetamut Torah. Where do you see in the Pasuk that the Malach rebuked Yoshua on Talmud Torah and Bitula Korban? All the Malach told Yeshua was, he told them, he didn't mention anything regarding these two things. V'yesh lomar, d'achi pirusho, mideka amar halanu ata, haki kamar, mishvil Talmud Torah bata, dechtiv Torah siva lanu, im letzarenu, o bishvil akorbanot shemeginim alinu mitzarenu. When Yeshua asked the Malach, Yeshua said, halanu ata, ki im letzarenu. Are you coming because of the lanu, because of the Torah tziva lanu, Moshe? Is that the reason why you're coming? Or im letzarenu, are you coming because of the item that protects us from our enemies? What's the item that protects us from our enemies? Korbanot. So you see from the lashon of Yeshua's question, halanu ata im letzarenu, that it was referring to these two items. Next to Sfot, what does the Malach say? Ata bati. פירוש ליבן על תלמוד תורה באתי דכתיב בה ועתה כתבו לכם את השירה הזאת. Regarding תלמוד תורה, what does the pasuk say? ועתה כתבו לכם את השירה. So he says, I'm coming עתה. עתה באתי. I'm coming for the עתה. For the pasuk that says עתה, which is תלמוד תורה. But what do you see from this whole story? The bottom line, korbanot are not as severe as Talmud Torah. So how could Bet Rabbi come along and say, from the fact that when it comes to Avodah, the Kohanim are mevatel to go read the Megillah, so from there they learned, called Kal Vahomer for Talmud Torah. What are you talking? Talmud Torah is more severe than Avodah. What's the proof? The Malach came to rebuke Yeshua, not on the Avodah that they missed, the Korban Tamid. He came to rebuke them on Talmud Torah. So how did Bet Rabbi deduce this halakha that mevatim Talmud Torah mepnei Mikra Megillah? Gemara's answer. Ve'amar Rav Shmuel Bar Unya. Continue. Shmuel Bar Unya says, Gadol Talmud Torah Yoter Makraba Timidim. From here we can deduce that what? That Talmud Torah is even greater than bringing up the sacrifices. Shnei Emar Atabati. Because the Pradi Navi said, the Malach, I'm coming for now, for the Atah. Of course, Yeshua, this was Talmud Torah of the Rabbim. This was Talmud Torah of the whole entire nation. So yes, indeed, Talmud Torah of the whole entire nation is more important than the Korban Tamid. Shel Bet Rabbi, what were they talking about? Talmud Torah of Yahid. So Talmud Torah of Yahid is not as severe as Avodah. And therefore, if Avodah were mevatel for the Mikra Megillah, kavachom et Talmud Torah shem Yahid. Now, the top Tosfot over here tells us that the angel actually rebuked Yeshua for a third thing. He was mevatel Kla Yisrael from the mitzvah Periyah v'Neviyah. Because the halakha says that as long as the Aron is not in its place, Am Yisrael is forbidden to be with their wives. So that was another mistake, we'll say, that Yeshua did on that night. And Tosfot says, as a result, he got punished. What was the punishment? That he did not have a Ben Zachar. Because he mevatel klaisa prever biya, Borei Olam refrained from him of having a ben zachar. Comes the Gemara, continues. Ud yachid kal. Well, you're telling me over here that Talmud Torah v'yachid is not so serious. Meaning avodah is more hamur. That you tell me Talmud Torah v'yachid is kal. What do you mean? That inan. We have a Mishnah. Mishnah in Mu'ed Katan. Nashim b'Mu'ed. Ladies on Chol HaMu'ed, God forbid if somebody dies, Me'anot aval lo metapechot. Me'anot is a type of eulogy that they make. Me'anot means that they answer. There was a certain type of eulogy that was done like in an answering form. However, lo mitapechot. Mitapechot is either they bang themselves, on their face, or bang their hearts. That was a certain type of way of showing grief. So they're allowed to be me'anot. However, they are not me'anot. Or not again, they answer in unison. That's me'anot. In unison, they sing a eulogy. Me'anot. That's permissible. However, in mitapechot, they're not allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yishmael omer, imayu simuchot lemita mitapechot. Which which is if they were close to the mitah, to the coffin, they can even be mitapera, they can even bang on their heart as a sign of mourning. Now, Birashe Chodashim, Anosh Chodesh, Bachanukah upipurim, or in Hanukkah Purim, which are, let's say, minor holidays, Me'anot umitapechot. They are allowed to be me'anot, which is they cry out in the eulogies together. Because the Tosafot the word me'anot, kulan onot ka'ahat. They all cry out in the eulogy in unison. Umitapechot, and even allowed to bang on their hearts. Bezeh ubezeh, which means on both of these days, which means not only on the Rosh Chodeshim, but on Hanukkah and on Purim. However, right, umitapechot bezeh ubezeh enam mekonenot, but on all the days, meaning on Chol HaMoed or on Hanukkah, Purim, Rosh Chodesh, they are not allowed to be mekonen. What is mekonen? So Tosfot explains mekonen is ahat omeret v'sha'ar onot. That one starts off the eulogy and everybody else answers. That's called a kina. Okay, so these are the different things that are permissible and not permissible on the festivals. V'amar Rabbah Huna, en moed b'fnei tamid hacham. When it comes to Bar Minan tamid hacham, that Pesuah and Chol HaMoed, there's no mu'ayid in front of a tamid hakam, which means you can do anything. You can be mekonen, metapeyach, me'anot, which means when it comes to the yulji of a tamid hakam, you do everything. Mekon sheken, Hanukkah upurim. All the more so when it comes to what? Hanukkah upurim, because obviously Hanukkah upurim are not as severe as Chol HaMoed. So if in Chol HaMoed the tamid hakam dies, you could eulogize him with all the ways. So kon sheken on Hanukkah upurim. Look at Tosfot. Shemutal laspidam afagavdim matim veklam megila. Ah, Hanukkah Purim, Han Purim. Even though you were by eulogizing, you might miss the megila. So what do you see over here? Alma Talmud Torah hamur meklam megila. You see over here, even Talmud Torah of a yachid, because this is an individual Talmid Hakam that died. So you see what? Still Talmud Torah is greater than meklam megila. You told me that what should better be? They were individual rabbis. That what? They were individual rabbis that what? They were mevatil the Torah for Mikra Megillah. We're showing you over here that no. Even if a Tamir Hakam passes away, Adraba, you eulogize him and you forget about the Megillah. So what do you see over here? That Talmud Torah Yahid is more important than even Mikra Megillah. Tosfot speaks that out because obviously by eulogizing Tamir Hakam, you're going to miss the Megillah. So you see what Talmud Torah the Yaqid is more hamur than Mikra Megillah. Kibara's answer, Kavod Torah Kamart. You're talking about a different item. You're talking about not Talmud Torah, you're talking about Kavod Torah, giving Kavod to the Niftar. Kavod Torah the Yaqid hamur. Talmud Torah the Yaqid kal. Two different items. When it comes to the Kavod of a Tamir Hakam, yes. Kavod of the Yaqid is greater than Megillah. However, Talmud Torah v'yachid is not. At the eulogy, what are we discussing over? Talmud Torah is not Talmud Torah, is dead. We're discussing over Kavod. To give Kavod to Tamid HaKam, that overrides Mekra Megillah. We're discussing over Bet Rabbi, they were learning. Oh, Talmud Torah is not as serious. You see, in this case, a very important lesson. Kavod Torah, and sometimes is even greater than the Limud Torah of v'yachid. Amar Rabbah, now Rabbah starts to give some rules. Peshit Ali, Avodah Mekra Megillah. It's a choice between Avodah Mekra Megillah, Mekra Megillah Adif. But Rabbi Yosef Bar Halina. Didn't we learn before the Amud Rishon? Mishpacha or Mishpacha. What did we learn from the words Mishpacha or Mishpacha? Mishpachat Kohanim, Mishpachat Neviim. Even though they're serving and the Anshe Ma'amad, they have to stop their service in order to do the Megillah. So that's already given. Number two, Talmud Torah Mekra Megillah, Mekra Megillah Adif. Learning of the Yahid. And Mekra Megillah, what overrides? Mekra Megillah Adif. How do we know that from? Midesam Kusha Bet Rabbi. From the story of the Bet Rabbi, they learned that what? Talmud Torah was overridden because of Mekra Megillah. Number three, Talmud Torah Umet Mitzvah. If it's a choice between studying Torah or a Met Mitzvah, what does it mean a Met Mitzvah? Let's say he's a Met that doesn't have any COVID, that doesn't have anybody to bury him. But you're learning. What overrides what? Met Mitzvah Adif. Mit mitzvah overrides. How do you know? Meditanya, because we have a brighter. Mibatlin Talmud Torah lehotzaat mit. That we're allowed to mevatel Torah in order to go bury a met ulachnasat kala. or to go bring a kala into marriage. So therefore, not only a bit mitzvah, by the way, this is talking about even a regular mit, which means tamut torah yivatel. You have to go to the funeral. Tosafot says mit mitzvah adif, lav dafka mit mitzvah. V'uadim lechol metim shebaolam mevatim tamut torah lotziam. Ela aydi derekabasul gabel lachatom mit mitzvah ki hakana minaket tamut torah mit mitzvah. Which is even though later on we're going to discuss mit mitzvah, so instead of mit mitzvah, but it's lav dafka. Even a regular mit overrides tamut torah. So that's another given. Next given. Avodah umet mitzvah. If it's a subject of avodah, avodah meaning service, umet mitzvah, what overrides what? Met mitzvah adif. Met mitzvah overrides even avodah. How do we know that? Nivileachoto. What's the pasuk of vileachoto? This pasuk was written by a nazir. We know when nazir is not allowed to mitameh to a met. That's one of the restrictions of a nazir. The pasuk says, "Al kol nafshot met lo yavo," and then the pasuk says, "Le'abiv, ulibo, le'achiv, ve'le'achoto." What do you have to tell me? You just told me, "Al kol nafshot met lo yavo." What do you have to tell me? Le'abiv, le'imo, le'achiv, ve'le'achoto. So the Gemara says, "You know what we learned from the Abiv? That even if the nazir, even if the nazir over here." Well, let's read it in Rashi actually, so we don't make a mistake. Look at Rashi v'la'achoto, matamud omar. See that Rashi? Kaben nazir ketiv, al nefesh met lo yavo. Hare akol b'mashma. Everything's included. Hadar ketiv batre kera yitera le'abiv le'imo le'achiv v'la'achoto. Terish la b'sifri le'abiv lo yitama, va metameu le'met mitzvah. Oh, what do we learn from the Abiv? He does not metameh to his father, but he will be metameh to a met mitzvah. Because the word Abiv is extra. He just told me, "Al kol nafshot met lo yavo." So what is the Abiv come and tell me? Yes, to his father, no, but to somebody else, yes. Meaning, Nazir can metameh to a met mitzvah. Le'imo, matamud omar. What does that tell me le'imo for? We know already, "Al kol nafshot met lo yavo." She'im haya kohen v'nazir. Let's say it was a double. He was a kohen and a nazir, so he has two reasons not to become metameh. Afapi shekadosh bet kedushot, even though he has two kedushot on him, leimo lo yitama. He does not metameh to his mother. Aval metameu lemet mitzvah. So you see again, kohen, nazir, met mitzvah. He's metameh. What does Lachiv come and teach me? Sheim haya kohen gadol. There is it. He's a kohen gadol and a nazir, so he has the most stringent laws on him. Lachiv lo yitama. He's not going to be metameh to his brother. Aval metameu lemet mitzvah. Da'al korchat kolu lemeute met mitzvahatu. So let's go slow. Have a nazir. Nazir tells me you cannot metameh to anybody. That's anybody. Then it says le'aviv. Of course. What are you coming to include? I'm coming to tell you da'afka le'aviv, but not to a met mitzvah. Meaning a met mitzvah nazir is metameh. Good. That's a regular nazir. Le'imo. Well, I know Nazir already committed tamei to a met mitzvah. So you know what the Imam's coming to tell me? He's a Nazir Kohen. The guy's got double Kiddusha in him. And what's the Hadush in the Pasuk? That le'abiv u'limo le'imo lo yitama, but he'll be metameh to a met mitzvah. Good. Le'achiv. Nazir Kohen Gadol. To his brother, no, but the Kohen to a met mitzvah, yes. Okay, now we got one more left. La'achoto. Now what's the Hatokam teaching? Nazir what? Nazir Kohen Gadol. That's it. You maxed out. So once the word Vilachoto is extra, we have a right to be Doresha to totally something out of the context of the Pasuk. And what are we going to Doresha? So the Gemara says, Mat Talmud Lomar Vilachoto. Vilachoto Mat Talmud Lomar. Hareshia Olech Lashotet Pisho. Let's take a guy, Erev Pesach, regular guy. He's going to slaughter his Korban Pesach. V'lamul et beno, or to go circumcise his son. Now mind you, these are very stringent mitzvot. Both of them, if you don't do them, have a isur karet attached to them. V'shamar shemet lomet. And all of a sudden they tell him, hey, listen, one of your relatives died. Yachol yitama? Does the Kohen go, we're talking about a Kohen, does the Kohen go back and mitame himself? Amat lo yitama. The Torah says lo yitama, which means either he's a Kohen or he's a Nazir. The point is, even if what? The Torah says, "Lo yitamei cannot make himself tameh," because he's going to do these mitzvot. Cannot. I don't care about the mit. However, yachol kashem shenom mitameh laachoto, kach eno mitameh lemit mitzvah. Are you telling me maybe just like he doesn't mitameh to a regular family member, he's not going to mitameh to a mit mitzvah? Tamud lomar velaachoto. La'achoto de'eno mitameh, ve'mitameh lemit mitzvah. The chiddush is that when he's walking to go do Korban Pesach, and he finds a mit mitzvah, mitameh yourself. Because the pasuk v'la'achoto, meaning to his sister, he will not become tameh, to a relative. But to a mit mitzvah, yeah. Even though now he's not going to be able to do the Korban Pesach. Because once he becomes tameh to the mit mitzvah, the Korban Pesach is over. He's not going to be able to circumcise his son on the right day. Kamashra doesn't matter. So what do we learn from over here? We learn from over here that what? Rabbah's case was, when it comes to a avodah and mit mitzvah, if it's a din and avodah or mit mitzvah, which comes first? Mit mitzvah comes first. Because what do we see over here? If a person was a kohen, kohen has avodah. Still, what does the Torah say? Mit mitzvah adif. I didn't know that from the drasha of v'la'achoto. Because we learned about a Nazir, Nazir Kohen Gadol. What's the common denominator between all these people? They're mitameh for mit mitzvah. So those were the givens of Rava. Let's review the givens that Rava gave before we get to his question. The first given was what? He said like this. Avodan Mikra Megillah Adif. Talmud Torah Mikra Megillah Adif. Talmud Torah met mitzvah, adif. Avodan met mitzvah adif. Now he gets this question. Ba'ay Rava, mikra megillah umet mitzvah, he minayu adif. And now he pits the two stringent ones against each other. Mikra megillah, which we said is dohay everything, is dohay avodan, is dohay Talmud Torah, against met mitzvah. That we said mit mitzvah is docheh avodah, mit mitzvah is docheh Talmud Torah. So now what about a mit mitzvah against Megillah? Do you go read the Megillah or do you go bury the mit? Yes. So the Gemara says, well, what are the two sides? Hey, minayu adif. Mikra Megillah adif. I can argue and say Mikra Megillah is more important. Why? Mishum pirsum enisa. Publicize the miracle. That's the ikar. Or dilma mit mitzvah adif mishum kabod abiriyot. Or maybe mit mitzvah, there's a dead person being laid in the street over here. Nobody's able to bury him. Kabod abiriyot, you have to have kabod to the people. Maybe it's more important that you bury him. Patar debaya adar pashta. After he asked the question, he answered. Mit mitzvah adif. Why? De amar mor. Gadol kabod abiriyot shedocheh et lo ta'aseh shebatorah. Great is kabod abiriyot. You know why? How great the respect of human beings are? Because respect of human beings is so great that it even overrides a negative commandment in the Torah. Where do you see that? Torah says you have an obligation to return lost objects. Guy's walking down the street, he sees a lost object. Hashem teshivim. You got to pick it up and return it. Torah says, lo tuchal le'talem. You're not allowed to walk by it and make believe you didn't see it. If a person walks by a lost object, he closes his eyes, so to speak, to the lost object, he committed a lo ta'aseh in the Torah. You're not allowed to walk by it. Lo tuchal l'talem. However, the Gemara says in a different place, Baba Metziah, a person's walking down the street, he's a Tamil Hakam, and he sees a lost object that it's embarrassing for him to pick up the object now and start walking in the street to go return it. Tamir Hakam is not going to pay. She's a chicken. And he's going to walk in the middle of the street with a chicken. And it's embarrassing. So you know what the Torah says? Keep on walking. Don't worry about it. Why? Kavod HaBeriyot. So you see, Kavod HaBeriyot is so great that it overrides the Isur of Lo Tuchal Litalem. So therefore, once you see already, Kavod HaBeriyot is so great that it can even override the Torah commandment of Lo Tuchal Litalem. So therefore, we're going to say, if it's a choice between Mikra Megillah or burying the mat, kavod abiriyot of the mat is more important, and therefore mat mitzvah adif. Good. Gufa, we learned. Amar b'Yoshua ben Levi, krach v'chol ha-samuch lo. You have a walled city, and anything next to the walled city, v'chol ha-nir'e imo, or anything that's visible from the walled city, nidon kikrach. And therefore, you read the Megillah when on the 15th. Right? Again, a walled city and anything next to the city, or anything visible to the city, you read it on the 15th. Gemara says, Tana, Samuch, Afapisha Enu Nere'eh, Afapisha Enu Samuch. Oh, now we give a rule. Close, even though it's not visible. Visible, even though it's not close. How is that possible? Pishtaman Nere'eh, Afapisha Enu Samuch. I have a case that is visible even though it's not close. Let's say the city is on the mountain. And the city next to it is down the mountain. So it's not Samuch, but it's Nere'eh. Because you can see from the mountain, you can see down to the city, that's Nere'eh, that's Eno Samuch. But the Gemara says, Ela Samuch, Afa Pisha Eno Nere'eh. How do you have a case where it's near, but you can't see it? Hechi Maskahatla. Amar Birmiyah, she Yosevet Banahal. That one of the cities is all the way down in the valley. And therefore, the regular city isn't at, that's a sea level, whatever you want to call it, the regular level. And the other one is very low. And therefore, it's Samuch, but in and there, you cannot see it because it gets all the way down. So that would be a case also where the both of them read it on the 15th. Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen, Ve'amen.